Okay, world famous Phil Hendry show here. And this is our pre-show for the 5th. And it's pissing down rain outside, man. Pissing down fucking rain outside. We could have used this shit. When were those fires? You know, I can't even remember. 2 weeks ago? Last week? It's escaped me. I just saw news. My buddy Don, who lives in Sierra Madre, and thank God, and Sierra Madre's in the foothills. It was part of the Eaton Fire map. You know, when you saw that the extensive borders of the Eaton Fire, it went all the way from Altadena, which is kind of upper Pasadena, more west toward Los Angeles, then traveling east along the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains, near where I grew up, Sierra Madre, Arcadia. And Don and Pam have a home that's right in the foothills there. Beautiful little house. Little. I mean, they got a gorgeous Spanish-style home built in the 20s that they put a lot of work into. And that goddamn fire was coming down the mountain. And this is not the first time they had to sweat that. There was another fire about 2-3 years ago that was going to go down the hill. But it turns out they evacuated out. L.A. Fire, as usual, did a great job. National Guard was there. They also had, as I mentioned to you guys, multiple agencies, not just Sierra Madre PD, which is a very small police force. They had Arcadia come up. Baldwin Park was there. A lot of different Pasadena and protecting the homes. But I just saw him. He texted another friend of mine that I'm kind of on the text, you know, thread. Good God, man. I mean, people from my alma mater, LaSalle High School, lost. There were 70 homes lost. Because a lot of folks, when I went to high school, I grew up in Arcadia, but most of my classmates were from Pasadena. And Don, he listed a bunch of folks, man. Anyway, you know, we just got to keep pushing on, man. Keep pushing on, baby. And we did good, and I'm sorry for the people who lost their homes. I haven't even gone down PCH. It's going to be emotional. I don't know what it looks like. I posted a photograph, an aerial photograph of the Malibu Inn, the Malibu Pier. Everything looks cool there, that part of PCH. But as you go further south, that's where the real fire damage is. And anyway, God, what a fucking year, right? It's going to be all right, though, man. You have to recognize that you have... I'm saying this to you as a Buddhist. You have unlimited wisdom, courage, and compassion. You have that now. That is what we call the Buddha nature. That is your highest nature. That is your that is yourself. That is who you are. You just have to connect to that every day. You have to remember that's who and what you really are. You're that strong. You're that big. You have that much wisdom, and you have that much courage, and you have that much compassion. Just remember that, okay? And as I try to every day. All right. So, shit. Yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm just reading some comments from people. Good Lord. All right, man. What can I tell you? We got a good show. We got Ray Conneal. We haven't heard from Ray Conneal, the Commodore of the El Pacifico Yacht Club. We also have Bobby Dooley talking about taking legal action against a guy that had hired, you know, that had contracted for her to have a personal appearance of her high rear end and a neon finger pointing at it, and he only came up with a cardboard one, so she and then he told her nobody wanted to see her tired ass, and so she's consulted with Harvey Weinman. We will hear from her and a lot of other stuff, man, so check out today's video log, our post-show video log, and we'll be back at you.